This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Scripts for responding to manipulation tactics used by people with toxic traits. Word-for-word language to protect yourself when manipulation starts. In short, this article contains 6 scripts covering the most common manipulation tactics used by people with toxic traits. From gaslighting and guilt-tripping to deflection and blame-shifting. Script 3. Responding to gaslighting. Script 4. Shutting down guilt-tripping. Script 2. Addressing blame-shifting directly. Definition manipulation tactics scripts are prepared. Word-for-word responses designed to counter the specific psychological pressure moves used by people with toxic traits. They give you clear, grounded language before you need it, so you can respond with confidence rather than react with confusion. I have watched a lot of good people get dismantled in conversations they should have won. Not because they lacked intelligence or courage, because they did not have the right words ready when a manipulation tactic landed on them. One clear script, practiced twice before that meeting, can be the difference between holding your ground and walking away wondering what just happened. These manipulation tactics scripts work because of a single principle: manipulation thrives in confusion and dies in clarity, as I note in Chapter 11 of Say It Right Every Time. When you know exactly what you're going to say, the tactics that rely on your hesitation lose most of their power. Preparation is not rigidity. It is respect for yourself and the situation. Find the script that matches what you are facing. Read the full context before you speak or write. Practice the words out loud at least twice. If you are navigating broader team conflict alongside a toxic individual, the guidance in how to address passive-aggressive behavior that's silently eroding team synergy will sit well alongside what you find here. How to use these scripts. Before you use any of these scripts, follow these steps. Number 1. Find situation that matches yours as closely as possible. Number 2. Read the full script and the context note before you speak or write anything. Number 3. Adapt the words to your natural voice, keep the structure, change the tone where needed. Number 4. Practice out loud at least twice. Scripts read differently than they sound. The most common mistake people make is reading these word for word without adjustment. A script delivered without adaptation sounds like a script, and the person across from you will sense it immediately. The goal is to internalize the structure so the words come out sounding like a more prepared, more confident version of yourself. The moment it sounds rehearsed rather than real, you lose the ground you were trying to hold. Script 1. Responding to deflection. Situation. Use this when someone responds to a direct concern you have raised by changing the subject, introducing a new grievance, or redirecting attention to your behavior instead of addressing the issue. This is one of the most common tactics people with toxic traits use to avoid accountability. Why this works? Deflection depends on you following the conversation wherever that other person steers it. This script names the deflection, returns to the original issue, and signals that you will not be redirected. It keeps the conversation on the ground you chose. Standard version. I notice we've moved away from what I raised. I'd like to come back to that. The issue I need to address is a specific issue. I'm happy to talk about their new topic separately, but not before we've finished with this. Formal version. I want to make sure we address what I raised before moving on. I've noted your point about their new topic, and I'm open to discussing it in a separate conversation. Right now, I need us to stay focused on a specific issue. Can we do that? After you use it, a cooperative person will return to their original topic, even if reluctantly. Someone using deflection as a pattern will likely introduce another redirection. If that happens, name it again using the same calm, direct structure. Do not follow the tangents. Eamon's note. The willingness to name deflection out loud is the thing most people never build the courage to do, and it is the only thing that stops it. Script 2. Addressing blame shifting directly. Situation. Use this when someone responds to a legitimate concern by turning responsibility back onto you, making your behavior the issue rather than theirs. People with toxic traits use blame shifting to make you feel responsible for the very problem you raised. Why this works? Blame shifting works when you accept the premise that you are at fault. This script separates the two issues cleanly, acknowledges your own part without accepting false responsibility, and keeps the original concern visible. The SBI method I outline in Say It Right Every Time is useful here. Anchor your response in situation, behavior, and impact rather than personality. Standard version. I hear that you feel their grievance. I'm open to talking about that. But right now, I need to stay with the issue I raised when specific situation, you did specific behavior, and the impact of specific impact. That's what I need us to address. Formal version. I want to acknowledge your concern about the grievance, and I'm prepared to address it. Before we do, I need to ensure we resolve the original issue. In specific situation, specific behavior occurred, and it resulted in specific impact. I'd like us to work through that first, after you use it. Watch for whether the person engages with a specific behavior you named, or whether they continue to redirect toward your actions. Genuine engagement is a good sign. Continued redirection signals a pattern worth documenting. If the conversation is at risk of collapsing, the guidance on how to recover team synergy after a conversation goes catastrophically wrong may help you plan your next step. Eamon's note. Blame shifting only works as long as you carry the weight it hands you. Put it down. Script 3. Responding to gaslighting. Situation. Use this when someone denies that an event happened, tells you your memory is wrong, or insists your interpretation of a situation is a misreading. Gaslighting is one of the most destabilizing toxic traits because it targets your confidence in your own perception. Why this works? In Chapter 11 of Say It Right Every Time, I describe writing a clear record of events before a difficult conversation as your anchor to reality. This script uses that anchor. It does not argue. It does not defend. It simply states what happened and refuses to accept a revised version, as I put it in the book. Script 112 begins with "I know what I experienced." That line matters more than almost anything else you can say. Standard version. I know what I experienced. I was there, and I remember it clearly. I'm not going to spend time debating whether it happened. Here is what happened. Specific facts. That is what I need us to address. Formal version. I understand you have a different recollection. I want to be clear about mine. On specific date or situation, specific facts occurred. I have documented this. I am not asking you to agree with my interpretation, but I am not able to proceed as though these events did not take place. After you use it, a person engaging in good faith may genuinely have a different memory. Give that some space. But if a denial is persistent and escalating, stay grounded in your facts and avoid being drawn into an extended debate about whose memory is correct. Your clarity is your protection. Eamon's note. Gaslighting depends on you beginning to doubt yourself. The moment you stop doing that, most of its power is gone. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Script 4. Shutting down guilt-tripping. Situation. Use this when someone responds to your boundary, request, or concern by making you feel responsible for their emotional state, or by suggesting your action is a personal betrayal. This tactic is designed to make you back down out of guilt rather than because of logic. Why this works? Guilt-tripping works by making the conversation about the other person's feelings instead of the issue you raised. This script acknowledges their emotional experience without accepting responsibility for it, and then returns clearly to your original position. Compassion and firmness are not opposites. Standard version. I can see this is difficult for you, and I respect that. I'm not trying to make things hard, but what I need hasn't changed. Restate your original request or boundary clearly. That's where I stand. Formal version. I understand this situation is challenging, and I want to acknowledge that. My intention is not to cause difficulty. However, the concern I have raised is a professional one, and I need it to be addressed. Restate your original concern or request. I'm committed to working through this constructively. Casual version. I hear you, and I'm not trying to make this into something bigger than it is. But I meant what I said about restate your position. That hasn't changed. After you use it, notice whether the other person shifts from emotional pressure to actually engaging with your concern. That shift is a good outcome. If they escalate the emotional pressure, resist the pull to reassure them by withdrawing your position. Your position and their comfort are two separate things. Eamon's note. The most useful thing I learned about guilt is that feeling it and being responsible for it are not the same thing. Script 5. Naming a pattern of undermining behavior. Situation. Use this when you need to address a pattern of subtle toxic behavior, including put-downs framed as jokes, public discrediting, or consistent interruption, rather than a single incident. People with toxic traits often rely on the fact that no single moment seems serious enough to confront. This script names the pattern. Why this works? Toxic traits often operate through accumulation. Each individual incident is small enough to dismiss. This script names the cumulative effect, which removes the cover that deniability provides. It treats the pattern as the behavior, not the individual incidents. For related guidance on how these patterns affect group dynamics, see the article on scripts for addressing team members who are undermining group synergy. Standard version. I want to talk about something I've noticed over time, not a single moment, but a pattern. On several occasions, including example 1 and example 2, I've experienced specific behavior. Taken together, this has had specific impact. I need it to stop. Formal version. I'd like to raise something that I have observed consistently rather than in isolation. On date/situation 1 and date/situation 2, specific behavior occurred. This is not the first time I have noted this pattern. The cumulative impact has been specific impact, and I'm asking that this behavior not continue after you use it. The person may dismiss the pattern by focusing on the individual incidents. Hold your ground on the cumulative nature of the behavior. If they attempt to reframe each incident as misunderstanding, you may need to move this conversation to a structured setting with a third party present. The approach and how to use I statements in team conversations to prevent synergy-breaking blame cycles can help you structure this conversation. Eamon's note. A pattern is always harder to deny than a moment. Name the pattern and you change what the conversation is about. Script 6. Enforcing a boundary after it has been crossed. Situation. Use this when you have already named a boundary clearly, the other person has crossed it, and you need to hold the line without escalating. This is the script for the second conversation, not the first. A boundary without enforcement is just a suggestion, and people with toxic traits depend on you not following through. Why this works? Most people soften their position the second time, which teaches the other person that the boundary was negotiable. This script is deliberately calm, short, and non-negotiable. It does not explain or defend. It states what happened, what you said before, and what will happen next. Clarity is the enforcement mechanism. Standard version. We've talked about this before. I said restate the boundary clearly. That has not changed. When specific behavior happened again, it crossed that line. I need you to hear me. Restate the consequence or next step. Formal version. I want to refer back to our previous conversation regarding specific issue, in which I clearly stated the boundary. Since that conversation, specific behavior has occurred again. I need to be direct if this continues. I will specific consequence or escalation step. I'm not willing to revisit the boundary itself after you use it. Watch for genuine acknowledgement versus performative agreement. Someone who is genuinely willing to change will ask clarifying questions or commit to specific actions. Someone who is not will agree vaguely and repeat the behavior. If repetition continues, you're past the conversation stage and into the documentation and escalation stage. The framework in how to use the courage method to make high-stakes synergy decisions with confidence can help you decide your next move. Eamon's note. This much I know for certain, a line you draw and then quietly erase teaches people far more than the line itself ever did. Adapting these scripts for your situation. Every script in this article is a starting point, not a final word. The structure is what works. The exact words are yours to shape. Adjust for the relationship. A script you use with a peer needs a different tone than one you use with a manager or a direct report. Keep the core message identical. Change the register to match the power dynamic and the history between you. Match the formality to the stakes. If the conversation is being documented, if HR is involved, or if this is a formal warning situation, use the formal version and stay close to the script. In lower stakes peer conversations, the standard or casual version will feel more natural and land better. Remove any phrase that does not sound like you. If a line feels forced, it will come out that way. Swap it for a phrase that carries the same meaning in your natural voice. The structure does the work. The words just need to sound like someone you recognize. For help thinking through how to frame a neutral opening before these scripts, see how to deliver a neutral problem statement that stops team conflict before it destroys synergy. Add specific details. Every bracket in these scripts is a placeholder that you must fill in before you use them. A script with real names, real dates, and real behaviors is 3 times more powerful than one left in generic form. The goal is for these words to sound like a better, more prepared version of you, not like someone else. Common mistakes when using scripts against toxic traits. The single biggest way scripts fail is when people recite them instead of delivering them. There is a difference, and the person across from you will feel it immediately. Reading verbatim without adaptation. A script delivered exactly as written, with no personal adjustment, sounds mechanical. The other person stops listening to the content and starts noticing the delivery. Adapt before you speak. Apologizing before you begin. People often open with "I'm sorry" to bring this up, but this gives away authority before you have said anything meaningful. Start with the issue, not an apology for raising it. Adding too many qualifiers. Phrases like "I might be wrong" or "maybe I'm reading this incorrectly" undermine the clarity a script is designed to create. State what you observed. State what you need. Stop there, allowing the script to become a debate prompt. These scripts are designed to state a position, not to invite a negotiation about whether the position is valid. When someone argues with your premise, return to your core statement calmly rather than defending it point by point. The article on scripts for telling a team member their behavior is isolating them from the group has more on holding a position under pressure. Using a script once and expecting the work to be done. One conversation really resolves a toxic behavior pattern. Prepare for follow-up. Expect repetition. Stay consistent. A script is a tool. Use it like one with skill, not rigidity. Frequently asked questions. What are manipulation tactics scripts, and when do you use them? Manipulation tactics scripts are word-for-word responses prepared in advance for moments when someone with toxic traits tries to deflect, gaslight, guilt trip, or pressure you. You use them when you feel caught off guard and need clear, calm language ready before the conversation begins. How do manipulation tactics scripts help with toxic traits in the workplace? They give you structured language so you can respond to toxic behavior without reacting emotionally. A prepared script keeps you focused on facts, prevents you from being pulled into circular arguments, and signals clearly that you recognize what is happening and will not be drawn in. Can manipulation tactics scripts work against gaslighting? Yes, the most effective scripts against gaslighting anchor your response in specific facts and refuse to accept a rewritten version of events. Writing down what happened before the conversation gives you a reliable record to reference, which removes much of the power gaslighting depends on. What if the person escalates after I use one of these scripts? Stay calm and repeat your core statement without adding new information. Escalation is often a sign the script is working. If the situation becomes genuinely hostile, name what is happening directly and end the conversation. You can return to it when both parties are composed. Do I need to memorize these manipulation tactics scripts word for word? No. Memorize the structure and the core message, then adapt the words to sound natural in your voice. Reading a script verbatim really works because it sounds mechanical. Practice out loud twice before any difficult conversation so the language feels like yours. How do I handle someone who uses multiple toxic manipulation tactics at once? Focus on one issue at a time. People who use multiple manipulation tactics rely on overwhelm to derail the conversation. Choose the most important point, name it clearly, and refuse to be pulled into the secondary issues until that one is resolved. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.